Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz is a big Cole Porter fan. To celebrate Porter's centennial, Koch International Classics, in conjunction with the Indiana Historical Society and the Historical Sound Recordings Collection at Yale, recently released a lavish three-disc box set called You're the Top, Cole Porter in the 1930s. Here's Lloyd's review.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was a look on to something shocking, but now God knows anything goes. Good offers too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. If driving fast cars you like...
A century after he was born, and more than half a century after his first song hit swept America, Cole Porter is still sung and still listened to. His music has never lost its insinuating appeal. His lyrics have lost none of their freshness or sharpness. All those topical lists in songs like You're the Top and Let's Do It present the most vivid picture of their time. But I think it's that very specificity that makes them so universal, which may be why they've survived so many different approaches. This recent collection is most extraordinary for its variety of performers and styles. Represented here are not only the worlds of the legitimate theater and film, the stars Porter wrote for, but also the great figures from the world of jazz and pop music, who took over and helped spread the word. So we not only get Fred Astaire, Ethel Merman, Mary Martin, Gertrude Lawrence, and even James Stewart, who introduced Easy to Love in the 1936 film Born to Dance, but there's also Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, Louis Armstrong, Artie Shaw, Art Tatum, Benny Goodman, and the late Sylvia Sims. There are even a couple of awful but fascinating souped-up versions by opera singers. It's great that the producers allow us to hear some of the songs in radically different incarnations.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Night and day.
Night and day.
I'm especially glad that this set includes some of Porter's own favorite performers, like jazz singer Lee Wiley and cabaret star Mabel Mercer, who is one of the century's greatest interpreters of pop and theater lyrics. Here she is in a delicious, seldom-heard verse from It's Do Lovely.
The knot is tied and so we take a few hours off to eat wedding cake. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's do lovely. It feels fine to be a bride. How's the groom? Why, he's slightly fried. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. To the pop of champagne, off we hop in our plush little plane till a bright light through the darkness cozily calls Niagara Falls. All's well, my love, our day's complete. What a beautiful bridal suite. It's dreamy, it's drowsy, it's reverie, it's rhapsody, it's regal, it's royal, it's Ritz, it's lovely. We settle down as man.
Porter is often dismissed or admired as a rich escapist. But I think underlying everything he wrote is an awareness of exactly what he wanted to escape from. Listen to his poetic, autobiographical lament about the loneliness of wealth down in the depths on the 90th floor. In its original and definitive 1936 version by Ethel Merman, it has an almost tragic grandeur.
When the only one you wanted was the
Listening to these songs from the 1930s, I'm impressed by how contemporary Porter's celebrations of diversity and irreverence and his depression cynicism seem right now. What could be more timely than these lines he himself sings from Anything Goes? Just think of those shocks you got, and those knocks you got, and those blues you got from those news you got, and those pains you got, if any, brains you got, from those little radios. Was Porter predicting the Walkman back in 1934?
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed You're the Top, Cole Porter in the 1930s, on Koch International Classics.